Welcome to the Breaking Point, the 10th edition, I think. My name is Jackson Ammons. Alongside here, I have
Ryan Ruthroff. As always, never's got to change that.
No, hopefully not. And this time we have a new edition. That's Maggie Paul over across from me. She's going to be our news person, and she's also going to be a guest on this week's show.
And hopefully future weeks. I'm really excited because guess what, Jackson? We have a new game that we came up with.
We do?
Yes, we do.
That's awesome.
What is it called?
The Wheel.
The Wheel?
The Wheel, yeah.
You forgot that we had a game, but you knew the name of it. That's
yeah.
kind of suspicious.
Yeah. So we'll go into more detail about that later. We're going to do a little practice run this show, but starting next week, we have another tournament bracket set up. We'll be on our Instagram, as always. What is our Instagram that they could check out?
Breaking and then period, because period looks like a point. So Breaking Point 913.
Yes, and if you want the updates
really
on the
creative.
Bracket, yes, Jackson made that up. So if you want updates on the bracket, just check out our Instagram. We have 8 people on each side, yes.
Yeah.
16 people total, 8 people will be done, hopefully, by December 9th.
Yes, yeah, so that's the plan. So then we can might be able to have like a little Christmas special right before we head out to winter break. So I can't wait for winter break. I'm already getting ahead of myself.
Excuse me, December 10th. I was one day off.
Yeah, it's close enough. Nobody cares right now. It's too far ahead. So yeah, we just want to come on air, introduce that for you guys. Emily Patton and Maggie Paul will be playing the wheel right now. So we're going to, yeah, like Ryan said, this is just a little test run. See what needs to be tweaked before you get to the final thing. So, like, for example, the point value. Right now we have it as first of 15, and we'll explain why it's that high later. But it might even need to go higher. So
or lower, depending on how long it takes and all that. But we're going to have Maggie do the news for us right after this quick break. Jackson, what's that song you're playing for us?
This next song is called Idol by Peggy Sue on the Edge.
Nice. Never heard it. Hopefully it's pretty good.
I think it might be. I'm really excited. This is 91.3 WHA The Edge, Idol by Peggy Sue. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name is Jackson Ammons.
As always, Ryan Ruthroff. I will be here forever. Trust me. I ain't going anywhere. I'm going to be a super senior.
Oh, I'm scared. Hey, it is Emily.
Look at that. Jackson off air was like, Emily, you got to walk in like the next 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, man, not anymore. But now she's here.
Hi. Yeah, you can come on air. You want to come on air? You want to talk with us?
Yeah.
Okay, then come on air.
I tried my phone, though. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay, so we're going to do a news report like we're usually doing. We're going to try and make it more fun. If you didn't catch last week, I thought last week was a huge success.
Yes.
Yeah.
for the first time, it was a huge.
For the first time. So we're going to start that.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, Emily was not with it. It was Kendall last time. And now Emily's going to get a chance to try to make fun stuff out of news stories.
I have more fun news this time.
Okay, cool,
it's
cool.
It's good stuff.
Okay, you ready? Boom.
For WHJE News, I'm Maggie Paul. Carmel's Marching Band is attending the Marching Band Indiana State School Music Association, or ISMA, state competition this Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Last weekend, the Marching Greyhounds competed in the ISMA semi-state competition and placed second. The theme for their show this year is 9 lives.
Like a cat.
Wasn't cat their last one?
No, the cat's this one.
What was their last theme then?
Yeah, last year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it was
not an expert on this.
It was like Totem, but they had like people
like,
dressed up like cats.
I don't know. Maybe they like cats.
Yeah, apparently.
9 lives
make,
this
that
year.
That doesn't make sense though, because we're greyhounds. Like,
I don't know.
Dogs.
And then they do cats.
I don't know.
I don't know. They win almost every year though, so they must be doing something correct.
Yeah. They got second at semi-state, but I think there was a lot of teams, so that's pretty good, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30, National Honor Society will be hosting Fall Fest. This event takes place on Murray Field at the high school and will include a scavenger hunt, capture the flag, food, and prizes. All proceeds from the event go to the organization Second Helpings, which works to fight hunger in Indiana.
Somebody actually came up to me today at lunch and asked if I wanted to buy Fall Fest tickets.
Yeah.
Have you guys been before?
No, it's an innate, like, you get 3 hours
for what?
NHS. Like, for NHS, you have to get a certain number of service hours in a year, and you get 3 hours if you go to Fall Fest. So I think the main people that go to Fall Fest are NHS members trying to get hours. That's why I'm going.
They have Capture the Flag, though. Yeah. I haven't played Capture the Flag in forever. Yeah.
I know, that's like a middle school thing.
Yeah.
Middle school gym.
I would still play it.
I totally.
I would get into it though.
To like tackle.
Look, guys, go buy tickets.
To like tackle capture flag. I would do that.
That'd be a little intense.
Against middle schoolers? Oh. Mm. Let's go, Jackson. You and I will dominate the other team.
Not that mean though.
This Saturday, the Axe and Show Choir at Carmel will be hosting a Princess Academy for young girls and boys.
Aww.
The day will include pampering, royalty games, crafts, photo booths, and story time. They will also be learning a song and dance to perform at the end of the day.
Now, that's a middle school thing.
Yes.
It's for ages 4 to 8.
I was close.
Elementary school so thing.
That is like a little.
Little.
I feel like 4 to 8's a really big range, though. That's like little babies, like, and then like
4 years,
preteens. No, eight's a preteen.
It's like 13. Yeah, it's like 1300 days.
Yeah,
eight to like 12 years.
But doesn't that seem like a big gap? Like when you're 4 and when you're 8.
It's definitely a huge difference. Like
yes,
like
I feel like having 4-year-olds and 8-year-olds is gonna be a little crazy.
If you put a 4-year-old next to an 8-year-old, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
You talking height now, or are you talking personality?
It's like everything. It's a really big difference.
All right. Pumpkin Fest is held every year by the Carmel Mayor's Youth Council and the Carmel Arts Council. WHJE's Bavi Sarda reports.
Every more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.
We are still a year away from the election, and a political scientist says that is plenty of time for Governor Pence to improve his performance from a new poll.
The annual Hoosier survey from Ballstiana News.
You're running for president and you're slipping in the polls. What do you do? If you're Donald Trump, you host Saturday Night Live this weekend, of course. IPFW political science professor Michael Wolff says it's not a bad move. Wolff says SNL will likely give Trump the chance to poke fun of and humanize himself in the eyes of the public. He says it'll give Trump at least a few days' worth of free publicity, which may help him in the polls. Wolff says many, if not most, politicians benefit from being on SNL.
That's awesome.
Even when Sarah Palin was being sort of mocked by the show, she went on the show. So it's always something that these candidates seem to want to do. It's something that they can make fun of themselves or someone else. So it can kind of play into a playful narrative and humanize people.
Wolff says SNL politicians who are trying to reach broader audiences in an entertaining way that humanizes them and shows they have a sense of humor.
I mean, that's a good idea, and it attracts viewers to SNL, too, because they get to see
Donald
Trump get made fun of.
It's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
I love Saturday Night Live, but I don't know about him. And the musical guest is Sia, and no offense to Sia, but she's not my cup of tea.
Not your fave.
Hey, there's a sports report.
This is your WHJE sports update. The Carmel girls basketball team opens their season tonight at Lawrence Central. Their first home game is next Tuesday against Pendleton Heights. Make sure to tune in to listen to the game live on WHJE.
Go sports.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the Carmel football team travels to Fort Wayne to play Homestead High School in their regional game. The Hounds beat Fishers last Friday in the sectional championship with a score of 28-7.
Go sports!
Woo!
The Pacers strung together their second win in as many nights as they edged the Celtics 100-98. Paul George led the blue and gold with 26 points and 10 rebounds, with Jordan Hill earning double-double of his own, netting 16 and pulling down 10. The Pacers had 5 players score in double figures. After the game, George Hill said the difference in the last 2 games is obvious.
It's about time we start winning some games. I was getting tired of the Pacers losing, starting to turn into like the Colts. Indiana needs a winning team right now.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going to come back and beat the Broncos, right?
No, I don't have any faith in them at this point.
I don't have any faith either.
Go sports.
Woo!
This is your WHJE weather report. Today there is a high of 57 and chances for rain showers throughout the rest of the day. Also expect rain showers throughout tonight. Tomorrow there is a high of 67 and a low of 39 and partly cloudy skies expected all day. Throughout the rest of the week, expect more temperatures in the 50s but sunnier skies. It is currently 525 and 70 degrees. For WHJE, this has been Maggie Paul with your news update.
Woo! Thank you very much
for
that,
Maggie.
Maggie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How'd you feel after that second time of doing the news?
You know, I think it was good. I don't know.
Can I say something real quick?
It is a free country, so yeah.
This is like the weirdest thing ever, but I love the sports or the weather intro. It's like so nice.
That one?
Yeah.
It's so chill. Nice.
Exactly. I feel like, yeah, weather.
Chill as in weather chill.
Weather chill. There we
go. See?
It's chilly. It's chilly in here.
It's freezing, actually. I'm wearing a skirt and it's
really cold. Wordplay. It's a wordplay action.
Okay. What are we doing now?
We're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to play the Wheel, brand new game. So
we'll explain all the rules for that and everything and how it all works.
Is this
right
just
after
a practice
this.
Round or is this real?
Practice. This does not count as the bracket. No. You guys get a cheat sheet because you actually face each other first in the bracket. So we'll see.
Let's do it.
We'll see who comes out on top on this one.
This song right here, Strange Times by the Black Keys on the Edge. Call in 844-4570.
It's Clay Elementary.
You
Heck
heard
yeah.
the man. Yeah.
Actually,
Heck yeah, Wesley.
Keep on listening to The Breaking Point because we are starting our new game right now. It's called The Wheel.
Wheel.
Jackson, you want to sort of explain how this works?
Okay, so we have a wheel. Okay.
I have a wheel over
you
here.
You have a wheel. I don't have the wheel. I have the sound effects and stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, we have a wheel, and we will spin that wheel. And whatever it lands on, for example, our five categories are animals, miscellaneous, movies, music, and TV shows. And so we'll play, for example, if it gets music, we'll play a song. We'll have play like 15 seconds of that song, and they have to guess which song it is. And the more information you give us, the more points you get.
So, for example, we'll play a song. If you give the most people will give the song title. Let's say you give the song title, that's 1 point. And then if you could also give the artist, you'll get 2 points.
What if you just give the artist?
That's 1 point.
Okay. Okay, well, no, he said the song.
Oh, I said the song title. It's works
if you just
way.
Give one, you're just yeah. one. If you give two,
it's like
you get two.
With movies, if you name the movie, you get 1 point. Or if you name the scene,
Could you
get
name the actor?
No.
Oh.
No. But this is actually going to get kind of challenging. But for TV show, if you name the season of the TV show, you get a point. If you name the episode.
Season?
Yeah,
geez.
I know.
Yeah.
If you name the episode.
If it's Desperate Housewives, we got it.
Yeah,
or Desperate Housewives, right? That's the one I was obsessed with. I always get confused with that.
With what?
Then,
Housewives
like,
of Atlanta.
Yeah, Housewives of like New Jersey. You got to keep up with all of those. And also, I had to keep up with Desperate Housewives at the same time back
Is
then.
Is it like each state, kind
of? Kind of. My favorite's Beverly Hills. There's a lot of drama. Like, entertaining, good stuff.
Thankfully, I don't watch any of those.
You should. I recommend it.
I like The Walking Dead.
I don't watch that either.
My favorite show right now is Fresh Off the Boat.
My favorite
so
right now
cute.
Is Are You the One on MTV.
I've been addicted to watching all the reruns to Modern Family.
My mom is obsessed with Modern Family. It's really creepy.
I can't do sitcoms like that.
Like when it's on TV, she's like, shh. nothing is going on. And I'm
turn the sink off. It's making too much noise.
Maggie, you might want to put the headphones on. You won't be able to hear the audio
Spill
clips
without that.
Spill
would be very disappointed in you, Maggie, if
you
knew you
weren't. I can't
hear
anything in these headphones right now.
Well, see, you hear us talking, right?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Give me those ones.
Okay.
Trade headphones.
Ooh,
some gosh. Little technical difficulties, but you want to explain what
Do
we're going
to
up to him? Points. Like, how many points we're going
Okay,
up
so
to.
I was thinking, like, 15 points.
15 points?
15 or points, so. And then that should be, like, a good amount to win the game.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, test, clear. Are we clear?
Test, one,
yes.
two.
Yeah, I should probably turn it down.
But let's see, what else do we have? So we do have a tournament, like you said. We have 16 people, not all of them from WHJE, and so because it is open, and so a lot of things could happen here. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Also have some re-returns. We have King Kaiser is back, and Queen Emily is in the studio right now.
They thought you were going to say it.
Jack Kaiser won Breaking Feud, and Emily was the runner-up who lost. That was a really good game.
I think it was extremely good. And if you missed that, for some odd reason, you didn't make enough time on your Thursday to listen to Breaking Point.
Or if you didn't get to listen to Breaking Point throughout the entire Breaking Feud tournament,
that too.
Check us out on the website, whje.com, under shows, Breaking Point tab. All of our shows are right there leading up to the championship.
Absolutely. So those are the rules for the game right now. This next song is Everywhere I Go by Kings and Queens by New Politics. We're going to come back and play in that game right after this song. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm really excited. I'm glad that we're doing this test right now to make sure we get everything sorted out before we actually start this tournament. Remember, the tournament starts next week, Thursday, 5 to 6:30. Make sure you tune in for that.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point right now. My name's Jack Snammons, Ryan Ruthroff, as always. Yeah, Emily Patton and Maggie Paul.
Hello.
And we're going to start the wheel. We're going to adopt the hands on the table rules that we did last with Breaking Feud. I love it because I get to do my hands on the table.
It's not a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's just from Breaking Feud.
And it's a thing from Ryan's weird mind that he.
I like it. I think it's funny. Like a nice little thing.
You put your hands on the table when I say it.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wait, why both? Why can't I just put one on the table?
You can put one, but that's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one you could raise then.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, if you want.
And what?
Hand on the table.
Yeah. Hand on the table.
I'm putting both. Like, what if you do it like the real roll up the sleeves?
Well, this isn't Family Feud. This is the wheel.
Okay, then Wheel of Fortune.
It's not Wheel of Fortune.
We should play. Like,
you will win no money from this game. I promise you that.
You only win a crown that was the Breaking Feud crown, but I don't want to go out and buy another one.
So Jack doesn't get to keep his crown?
Nope.
He just gets the win in his heart. If he wants
to pay us for it, I'd totally give it to him. But
anyways, first person to raise, when you raise your hand, Jackson or I, whoever is controlling the audio, will immediately stop the audio. And you have to guess it from there. If you don't get it right, your opponent can actually listen to the rest of the audio if they want. So you better be very confident in your answer. Okay. First one to 15 points, as Jackson said.
I'm good, honestly. Surprisingly.
That's because it's like your third game show.
This is my first time.
However many times, four.
It's okay. This is a practice round.
It is a practice round.
Exactly. That's also why I'm kind of fine.
I will warn you, Emily is a fast shooter, and she will raise her hand really fast.
My hands are getting stretched right now. They're like cracking the knuckles, like doing some arm pumps.
Stretching the fingers.
All right, Jackson, are you ready?
I am ready. Spin the wheel.
I didn't get to do my thing yet, though.
Fine.
Sorry.
Hands on the table.
Fine.
So deep voice.
We are spinning the wheel. Round and round it goes. Where will it land? Nobody knows. TV shows is the first one.
Good luck, Maggie.
Okay. Here we go. If this clip will load. Okay, it's load. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Why has thou forsaken me, O deity whose existence I doubt?
Emily?
Big Bang Theory?
Bam, that's Big Bang Theory.
Can you name...
I don't even watch that show.
What season?
I don't watch the show, so I can't tell you. I'm going to guess season 4.
That was wrong. I still get one point, though, right? Yeah, you get the 1 point.
Yeah, so Emily's up 1-0.
They stole everything, Leonard. Everything.
Are you the roommate?
Yeah, Leonard Hofstetter. What happened?
Your friend here called 911 to report a robbery.
Oh, my God. What did they get?
What didn't they get? I got my enchanted weapons, my vicious gladiator armor, my wand of untainted power, and all my gold.
You called the police because someone hacked your World of Warcraft account?
Choice did I have? The mighty
shell door,
level 85.
So that's that clip.
Okay, that was long.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have gotten it.
That's why it's practiced so you short.
I have a question.
Too,
yeah. Yes.
To how many points?
15. We said it like twice now. Now three times.
15. That's 15. A whole lot of points.
Well,
do you even have audio clips for that?
Yes, we actually do.
Okay. We have five for each category.
You prepared.
Very prepared. We spent all SRT in the last 2 hours.
You only have three for miscellaneous.
We do only have three for miscellaneous.
That's because Ryan's a slacker and it was his
Hey now, you had the easy categories. You had to do animals. Animals is like the easiest category there is.
And they were all already in the production library, so I just clicked and dragged them in.
All right, spinning the wheel again, hands on the table.
Spin, spin, spin.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, yes.
So this could be either, this could be animals, music, or movies. I didn't get a TV show yet.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's that.
Emily?
A frog.
Bam.
I dissected a frog today.
How was that?
It was fine. I actually did a great job.
I don't like that.
It was zoology. Shout out Miss Hansen.
I was the kid in seventh grade that filled out the packet in the library.
Are you talking about the cow eye thing?
No, it was the frog in seventh grade, and I decided to fill out the frog packet in the library instead of actually dissecting the frog.
I never dissected a frog in seventh grade. I only did the cow eye in middle school.
There's a cow eye?
Yeah.
I do dissections like all the time in zoology.
I'm really glad I did not take that class.
It's really like entertaining.
I'm in astronomy right now.
I'm doing that next quarter.
Look at the stars.
I'm in astronomy too. I've learned a lot more than I thought I would.
I know.
I realized the other day that space is actually like giant. Like, I didn't know how big it was. I thought we had like our galaxy. And then my friend was like, no, we have like five others. I was like,
five other galaxies?
Well, you know what I mean.
There's a lot more. A gazillion galaxies.
Well, she doesn't know that yet because she hasn't taken astronomy yet.
There we go.
The universe is limitless.
We're spinning the wheel again. Hands on the table. And TV shows again.
Okay, I got more.
I swear, I'm not doing this to torture you guys.
Okay, they're not that long clips. Chill.
For the Academy Awards, we threw a movie-themed charades party.
Yep.
Ah! Finger.
I should know this. I should know it.
Seriously, your mom watches
My mom is obsessed with him. Phil Dunphy.
Okay.
Wait. Never mind.
What's that? I want to play this one clip real quick because it's kind of funny. It's like 10 seconds, but it's really funny.
Okay. The one finger pointing the sky. Cloudy with the chance of the meatballs.
This means one word.
Meatballs.
I love that.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Sophia it's the Vergara meatballs, so actually.
Funny. All right. So Emily is up.
She had a new movie, right? She was a cop. No, she wasn't the cop.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. No,
that was Reese Witherspoon's the cop.
That's who it was, yeah. I never saw that, but I kind of wanted to.
I didn't get to see it either.
I was good without it.
Yeah. You were.
Yeah.
Hands on the table.
I'm doing good without it right now, too.
TV shows again.
Will you stop? Ryan,
Do you want me to do a respin? Do you want me to do a respin?
Do you want me to spin it?
No, that would ruin the honesty of the game.
Exactly.
That's very true, Maggie.
Okay.
We have to be credible.
Get ready.
You can be credible. Here we go.
Joey Peponi. Oh, still too ethnic. My agent thinks I should have a name that's more neutral. Joey Switzerland?
Maggie?
Friends.
There you go.
Oh, man, Maggie.
So Maggie's Joey tied it up.
It's all right.
I don't know what season.
Yeah, that's okay. All
right, there's too many.
Yeah, there are
literally.
There's like, what is there? There 9 or 11 or something like that.
I don't know. I don't watch.
There's 8 seasons of Desperate Housewives.
Thank you for that useless information. I will never use.
No, it's valuable. You guys really need to watch the show.
It's actually a good show.
So good.
Hands on the table.
Oh my gosh.
And we're going back to miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Why
do you say miscellaneous?
Because there's a C in it, so you got to say misc.
Elanius. I don't think that's how it works.
No.
Miscellaneous.
No. It's just no.
What are you waiting for? Let's go.
This is
go,
a movie.
Go,
by
go,
the way.
Go, go. 7 years per hour here. Let's make it count.
Would we know it?
I don't know. I don't know it.
A newer movie. New ish.
Oh, I go to the movies a lot. I should know this.
In the past year, I would say.
Can we ask who's in it?
What clip did you grab?
It says on the audio file.
This way. About 200 meters.
How are they supposed to... It's water.
I feel like I might know it, but I don't know.
Okay. You want to raise your hand?
No, I'm going to wait.
Gravity's punishing.
From floating through space too long?
130% Earth gravity.
Emily?
Is it Gravity with Sandra Bullock?
No.
No. I know
nope.
What it is.
Oh, man.
Maggie?
It's...
Oh, you got 5 seconds.
No, stop it. It's the one...
3, 2...
Interstellar!
Yes!
Man, oh, man.
What the heck?
There you go.
Man, oh, man.
I saw that movie, and I would never get that in a billion
years. I never saw that movie, but I heard Gravity and Space-Time, yep. And I was like,
it was
space?
Astronomy.
Astronomy helped me with that.
That sounded like George Clooney.
Thank you,
like,
Mr. Turner. Aww. Thank you.
It was a really good movie. I've really made you think at the end.
It's like 3 hours long.
It was like freaking Matrix. Ugh.
All right. Hands on the table. Back to TV show.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
I do not have enough clips for this.
This okay. Wheel is rigged.
It is.
It probably is.
Walked up to that door. A million thoughts raced through my mind.
Maggie?
Is it How I Met Your Mother?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
wow.
One
What's
particular
score?
Thought
I've
did
seen
not.
Every episode.
I've got 5
4
dogs.
4 to 2.
Not good.
Yeah. Season 1.
Yep.
Season 1 of How That's I Met
season
Your Mother.
One.
Okay, so now it's 5 to 2.
5 to 2.
Nice job, Maggie. You're actually killing it. Nice job.
Your opponents. Why are you high-fiving each other?
Because Maggie
is
one of like my best people in the world. My best people?
And your best people in the world.
Well, you're supposed to be teammates.
And then I put you,
the
yep,
game.
I put
so
you
now
against
each
other.
And now we're sad.
Okay.
Yes, finally.
Oh, yes.
Movies.
Movies.
We're doing movies. Hands on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him. No. I am your father.
Emily.
Star Wars.
Thank you.
Never seen it.
You got a...
Never seen it.
You got a specific movie?
Which movie?
Do I still get the point?
Yeah, you still get the point.
I don't know what movie.
Take a guess if you don't know.
There's 6.
Movie number 3.
Nope.
No.
2.
Nope.
Doesn't
nope.
it go backwards?
Nope.
Four, yeah, it goes 5, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
And now 7, 8, 9.
So wouldn't it be 3? Because doesn't that
the seventh
the last
one's coming
one?
Out soon.
No, it was.
I thought it was like a plot twist, and then it ends.
Okay, well.
I've never seen it.
Technically.
I don't know Star Wars.
That would be 2, just because that was the second movie made.
Yes.
Yeah. But then they made prequels, so then it's 5.
So technically, I was. Right.
It's not The Matrix, I promise.
No.
It's a lot more. If I wrote it out for you, it'd make a lot more sense.
But if it was the second
enough.
Movie made...
Write it out.
It was the second movie made, but then they made 3 prequels. So then it was the fifth in the series. Yeah, but it was
Why?
The second movie.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Now they're making 7, 8, 9.
And they're making millions off of it, so...
Millions. Yeah, sure. Possibly billions. It's a lot.
Who knows?
It's a
billions?
Yes.
Billions.
Okay, next one. I'm ready.
So, while you guys were talking, I've been spinning the wheel, and it landed on TV shows 3 times, but it finally landed on animals, so we're going to animals.
Going to animals, okay.
Maggie?
Bees.
Yes.
What?
I wasn't sure if it was bees or flies.
That? I didn't even know. I thought that was water, honestly. I had no idea. I was just kind of like chilling over here.
So Maggie is up 6-3 right now.
How do you get 2 points on animals? Do you have to name like the
Jackson,
like the species or
phylum? I probably know that one.
I have to name every body part.
I actually know that. It's the head, the cephalothorax, and then the abdomen.
Or no, maybe. I don't know.
That
was a couple chapters ago.
You've won 0 points.
Have you dissected a bee?
No.
Oh.
We dissected
How
something
do you
else.
Dissect a bee? It's just like...
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, yeah, but...
Right now, we're in phylum Chordata.
What?
That's not English.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said.
Fish.
Oh,
there
we were,
go.
But now we're... Well, kind of still.
Okay, moving on.
Frogs.
Yeah, so anyway, how you'd earn multiple points in animals, it honestly just be, like, complete guessing. But, like, as Ryan and I were talking about, it'd be, like, for example, a bear. Then you'd get grizzly bear. If you want to go any further.
Love bears, honestly.
Is it
a male,
honey? Is it a...
We don't know.
Honeybee?
We don't know.
Yeah,
or is it a wood bee?
We don't know.
Well, you see.
Or is it a bumblebee?
Is it a wasp?
I don't know.
It is a bee.
Is it a hornet?
Okay. Moving on.
Is it a worker bee?
How many species of bees are there?
A queen bee.
Let's be real here.
Next topic is movies again. Hands on the table.
Okay, you guys better get this.
Okay.
Primrose Everdeen.
Hunger Games. it's the first one.
That is.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
there
that's 2 points right
that's
there.
Two points.
Hey. So we're doing a great 4-4.
5-6.
5-6.
When did I get 5 points?
You just got 2.
When did you get 5 points?
You just did.
Yeah.
Recap. Let's go back. I don't remember.
Awesome. So this next song, we're having a pretty fun time here right now. It's 5-3, you said?
It's a really good day.
6-5. Maggie is up right now.
I'm way off. Ooh. Way, way off.
Well, that's why you're over there playing the audio. I'm keeping score.
This song is really good.
Spinning the wheel that is rigged for TV shows and miscellaneous.
Well, this next song is Rip to My Youth by The Neighborhood on the Edge.
Stay fresh.
On the Edge.
On the Edge.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. We're in the middle of playing our new game, The Wheel. Right now we have Maggie going up against Emily, and Maggie's leading 6-5.
It's close, though.
It's a close game.
But we still love each other.
Exactly. We love each other no matter what.
Sure.
That was the weirdest voice I've ever done.
Yeah, sure.
I've done weirder.
All right, Jackson, are you ready for more audio clips to be played
for
from
the most
the
part? I mean, as long as it's not a TV show. I mean,
we're actually running out of TV shows in miscellaneous.
Like, it's one game. It can go to 15, and we've already gone through 4 of our 5 TV shows.
Yes.
And this last TV show they will not get.
Okay,
I'm
well,
guessing.
Hands on the table, because it is movie time.
Movie time. Okay. And boom.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth.
Emily?
But no teeth.
Billy Madison?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I know this one.
Do you want the rest of the thing played, or?
Happy Gilmore?
No. Just play the rest.
Your mama said alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush. Wow.
Emily?
Oh, gosh. It's Adam Sandler.
It is.
I guess that's a point.
No,
no. Oh,
can't
no
name
actors.
Actors.
Five.
Four. Three.
Is it
two?
The Big Daddy one or whatever?
No.
No,
he has
too
many movies.
He does
have a lot of movies.
He's so old now.
I've never heard that in my life.
Guess. Five.
I get a guess.
Four.
Again.
Three.
Just put a random word in there.
Two.
A random word.
One.
50 First Dates.
No.
That's
love that
Sandler.
One.
It's the best.
One of my favorite movies ever.
I'm guessing they're not going to get it.
What is it?
The Water Boy.
Never heard of it. Yeah. Never.
I haven't either, actually.
Really?
Okay, right.
Love that movie.
Billy Madison, though, is a good movie by Adam Sandler. Or with Adam Sandler.
The only Adam Sandler movie I like is 50 First Dates and The Wedding Singer, actually.
TV Wedding Singer was one of my favorite movies ever.
It's TV shows.
TV shows is the next one.
Then you have to take TV shows out.
Yes.
Okay, if you get this, I will actually be a little surprised. But, I mean, it's possible.
There you go. It's a small one.
Maggie?
I'm just going to say The Walking Dead, because it's Jackson's favorite show.
I love that.
Which season?
Never seen it.
Which season?
I've never seen it.
Three.
No.
No, I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Can I guess
I've never
season
seen
five?
It.
It is season 5.
Oh,
Emily
she
gets get a point.
Yeah,
for
that? She gets a point for it.
Girl, we both got a point.
That's not how
I'm
it's
so
supposed
proud
to work.
I'm so proud of us.
Louis Tomlinson would be so happy right now.
I love him.
Yes, Jackson.
No, it's not 5. It's 4.
Oh my God, that's what I meant.
No.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah, that's what
back
I said.
Jackson, you should have kept it to yourself.
I know.
We
but
were
then,
having a bonding moment.
But then, and I want like a guy to call in and go, oh, season 4, actually. I'm like, okay.
Technically.
If you do want to call in,
the
number.
The Walking Dead superfan.
Superfan.
I saved you from that one.
I couldn't think of a word.
If you do want to call in case they don't know what it is, like the Water Boy, call number is 844-457-0. Thank you for completing that for me.
Ryan forgot. So
obviously,
he
in the middle
four,
of saying
four,
it.
4-5-7-0.
Yeah, so next time we won't actually give it away. So like we said, it's the Water Boy. If you guys want to call in, see if you can guess it.
So yeah. Maggie is up 7-5. We have taken out TV shows because we ran out of TV shows. And finally, we get to music.
Music.
Woo!
Hands on the table.
Wait, is this like older music?
Any music
really
at all.
It's one from each decade.
Yep.
Starting from which one?
Are you playing the first one? 70s.
I don't know which one I'm playing.
I think if I know what you're talking about, it's 70s.
Okay, oh, I might be able to get this.
You don't know? I just said what decade did you start 70s. With? 70s, okay.
Not 70s. Emily?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's 1 point. Can either of you get the next one?
I don't know any songs.
Okay, I think I know it.
I know
4.
Can we play the rest of it? Hotel.
No.
Rain Dance Maggie.
No.
That song has my name in it.
That's do you know Emily?
I can't.
Anybody know it?
I was looking at someone outside the window, honestly.
You got distracted. Okay, well, if you know that one, go ahead and call in. We'll give you a point. Why not? Audience.
We'll give the audience a point. We'll
the audience
if the audience can come back
listeners.
And win.
Listeners.
That wasn't 70s.
No.
Yeah,
The
one that Jackson was making me think of was
70s. Oh, okay. Why did it make you think? I asked was which one did you start with?
Went from 70s to 80s to 90s to 2000s to
today. I didn't
pick
the one you started with. I just said which one you started
with. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, here. Why don't we do this? If the audience can get to 5.
Listeners, why do you keep calling the audience?
They are the audience.
The listeners. If the listeners can get to 5... before these guys get to 15, they win.
No,
then would they all have to come in?
Yeah, everybody gets a crown.
Yeah, everyone who called in and gave a correct answer has to come in.
Ryan's paying for
it. Whoa.
Okay, next category.
Miscellaneous for the last and final time.
Ooh, this is a song?
It's a song, yes. Emily? 5.
Michael Jackson.
4.
Yep.
It's one that you like, right?
Song?
Oh, I don't know.
Play the rest of it.
Oh.
It's my turn.
No,
gets it.
You go. I guess you can.
No,
go.
I don't even know.
Okay. I can't tell
whenever,
right now.
Whenever we start over.
I feel like I'll know.
First one to raise their hand. Maggie. 5.
Jeans.
4.
Oh, no.
3.
Billie Jean.
There.
Yeah.
I know that one.
So how about this? So let's say you said Michael Jackson, and I stopped it. You'd get a chance, and if you guys want to keep going, I'll start it, and then let's just open everybody again.
Yep. We're, like, making the rules as we go.
That's what this is for.
It's the practice round.
So Maggie is up 8-7 right now.
Absolutely. Miscellaneous is also now out, by the way.
Yes, miscellaneous is gone. Thank you for that.
I keep forgetting to put my hands on the table. You need to remind me, Ryan.
Yes.
Seriously, Ryan.
Hands on the table. Hands on the table.
You need, like, a little, like, trumpet noise after that, I feel like.
Back to animals.
Yes, that's the one I predicted. I was already there.
Wow.
A little mini win for me, anyway.
Oh, wait. I don't know why I rose my hand.
Too late. What?
A
5?
Chicken?
Nope.
What is that?
Play it again.
Seriously? That's not human.
Baggy? 5?
Yes, that's
dolphin?
Not human. It's an animal. You were right.
Is
Emily.
It a dolphin?
It's not a dolphin.
That's not normal. That's what I meant to say.
It's not human.
Wait, play it again. Is it a squeaky chair?
No, it's a bird of some sort.
It's a bird.
Okay, how am I supposed to know specific bird calls?
Do we want to give him a point just for that?
I get a point for bird.
For a bird? Yeah, why
because
not?
I had to come point. Over there and see what it was, because even I didn't know what
okay,
it was.
I think you should get Maggie
so
point.
A point for bird, and then a point for if you can name the bird.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not specific. It's like, for example, blue jay or crow.
Blue jay?
Or
are you kidding? It's like, she said chicken. That's a bird.
I know, but it's not a chicken.
It's not a chicken. Oh. So you each get one guess, starting with Emily. 5 seconds.
I don't know many birds. 3. 2. I'm going to say a red bird. Like a robin.
Cardinal?
No.
Cardinal?
No.
A robin.
Okay, I'll give you one hint first to say it. Gets the point.
Okay.
Wait. No,
Maggie,
Maggie
didn't get a chance to answer.
My bad,
5
my
seconds.
A peacock.
No.
Oh.
Okay, you ready? It's a bird that has to do with this month.
Emily.
Turkey!
There you go. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
My cousins, neighbors... have a big turkey. They live in the country, and the turkey makes
Alex.
That
country.
Noise. That turkey makes that noise a lot. I should have known.
Is it your attractive cousin?
Yes.
I like that attractive cousin.
It is the
cousin.
Attractive cousin.
Alex, we're, if you are her listening? Little sister is my friend, like my best friend. So
yeah,
that's why.
I know.
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm close to Maggie.
Yeah. Thanks for making things awkward.
It's
on our show.
Is it the attractive one, Ryan?
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
His name is Alex.
All right. Alex. Maggie, 9.
Just so
Emily,
you remember,
which is 8.
Hands on the table.
Hands on the table, animals.
Animals again.
Yes.
Okay, this one's really easy.
Emily.
Why is my hand like that? Kitty cat.
Yep.
Meow meow.
Nope, that's wrong.
Cat.
There you go.
Kitten. You see my hand when it flew up?
I know, it was like
woof. Like you're gonna.
It's like a cat.
Like a dinosaur.
Yeah, like a cat.
It's like a cat. Okay. What's the score, Ryan?
It is 9-9 now.
9-9. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so don't be falling asleep at the wheel. This is Asleep at the Wheel by Band of Skulls on the Edge. Here we go.
Right now.
Sam has the best right now voice.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Sam Wiederhaf, for doing it for that.
Thanks, Sam. Right now on WHJ.
WHJ.
So we're still playing the wheel.
Yep, 9-9. First to 15.
We have knocked out miscellaneous and TV shows because we got tired of doing those over and over and over again.
And we ran out.
And we ran out.
Shh, I don't need to know that. So, for the next one, hands on the table.
Okay, hold on. Let me adjust my microphone here. All right, we're good.
Animals.
Animals.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
And not the song. But that was Maggie.
A lion.
Boom.
Bam.
I was going to say a tiger.
That was a lion. We'll see.
I really, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say there.
Nice job. I went on a safari in December.
You really like this show.
And I saw a lion.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
All right, hands on the table. Animals once again.
Oh. Animals. Heck, they're going to be knocking off out. Okay, this one's really scary. Okay, okay. Don't run out leaving the studio.
Shut up. Okay. I got to go.
I haven't played it yet.
Maggie.
Monkey. Gorilla.
No.
A chimpanzee.
There you go.
Guys, remember that one time I said orangutan?
Orangutan.
On Breaking Fuse.
Orangutan. Yes.
You were like, name an
net.
Animal that begins with A, and I go, orangutan. That's an O.
Yeah. So how many animals do we have left, Jackson?
Uno.
We have one animal left. We still have four music.
Wait.
And a couple
what?
Of movies.
Zero.
We're out of animals.
Zero.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Okay, did you actually do the math on this?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wait. Technically, it would be first of 15. So that means each of you. So there should be 29. And there's 20. Yeah, we did the math.
Okay.
We did?
No.
That's why we're testing this out. Just keep that in mind. So
wait,
hands on
the
table.
The
it's 15 right now. But
10 to 10.
We're going to reduce it to
Maggie.
10.
In the future, for the actual tournament, it's going to be first one to 10. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Next one is music.
I can't even get to anyway. Okay. This is a pretty recent one.
Artist or song?
Or both.
Maggie or Emily?
Can't Feel My Face Weekend.
Yes. Two points right there.
When I'm with you.
Keep playing that for us.
Oh, wait, yes.
But I love it.
I already deleted it.
But I love
it. Yeah, you guys can get to 15 because you can get.
Oh. No, but you also have to take into account error if we don't guess it. So you have to have more than 29.
But then you also get 2 points of question.
Yeah, there could be 2 points of question.
So it evens out.
Yes.
Okay.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So 12 to 10.
This isn't our first gig.
12 to 10. Emily has taken the lead, and we're going to do music once again.
John Lennon.
Yes.
1 point.
Imagine.
Yes.
Boom,
two points right there.
Emily
Boom.
Pulling ahead. 14 to 10.
14
She's
to 10.
Gonna be
imagine all the people.
So for potentially the final one,
Sherry,
we have movies and music. By the way,
final one is going to be or could be music.
Music.
Hands on the table.
I did that song in choir once.
Okay. This one got killed me because I cannot remember the artist.
Emily.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
We started out friends. Guys, I did this one time for a project. Since this was my music. Gone. That's my coach.
Yeah.
Mark Ellington. Hey, I'll see you in a minute.
That's awesome. I'll see you.
Sorry,
that
was my coach.
So Emily has won.
Yeah!
16
What's
to 10.
Up?
What's
I'm
new?
So proud.
What's new?
So proud of
Maggie. It's just a practice, Maggie.
Your opponent.
Don't get hard.
No.
Maggie,
we love
please
each
stop
other.
Crying. Maggie,
I'm not
it'll
crying.
Be okay.
I love
Maggie,
Emily.
I'll wipe your tears away.
Oh, thank you. We're going against each other for
Ryan,
real next
I will
time,
never
though.
Wipe your tears away.
Please don't.
Never, actually.
Please don't do that. It'll be a little weird for us.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Dolphins.
Okay, so that's the wheel right there.
Now we're going to play my favorite song?
I think it's skipping it, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Feel Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala on the Edge. What's up? My name's Jackson Ammons, Ryan Ruthroff here. You're on the Breaking Point. This next song is Fever by Black Keys. Ryan, what do we do next?
We're going to be doing Story of the Week. I just found a very good story for us. Just a little insight. It's about space.
Does that mean you don't prepare?
I do prepare. I knew which story right to go to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Seems a little sketchy to me, but okay.
Wow. Thank you for that, Jackson.
honestly, we get everything. Song of the Week, Story of the Week, right here. I mean, that's what we do here on The Breaking Point.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. I have decided to do a story of the week because it is my week to choose a story.
We knew this all along.
Yes. So, the story is from CNN, and it is wind transformed Mars into a cold and dry planet. Jackson has an audio clip for me to play right here at the beginning.
To the space probe MAVEN, we now have some clues in the mystery of Mars's shift from a warmer, wetter environment to the cold, dry desert it is today.
It sounds like Maggie Paul.
Maggie?
I should work for CNN.
I love CNN, actually.
Network Indiana reports, Maggie Paul.
Water was found on Mars this week.
Oh my gosh.
So
that could not be. I did not like that.
Oh gosh.
A billion years ago, Mars was actually a warm, wet planet with a thick atmosphere that protected it from getting what?
Maggie.
She's staring me down, judging my news reporting here.
News is important. I'm the news director.
Sure it is.
She's judging you right
the
now.
The nasal voice. I'm the news director.
Mars once also had long flowing rivers going through its planet, but now, of course, it is a very dry wasteland that nobody wants to go live there, in my opinion.
They have no Wi-Fi, so.
Yeah, why would you go there?
I actually did a news report on this a little bit ago, and it, like.
Gosh, Ryan, you're old news.
On something similar, and it was just about how life couldn't be found on Mars because the water found is too salty. So, like, we have salty water up, like, in the poles, and they've, like, looked into it, and there's no life in the water. And that's why they shouldn't find life on Mars because it's too salty for living.
Unless they're not human, which most likely is true.
Did you know
The
Mars rover, when it gets on Mars, actually once a year it sings happy birthday to itself?
I did hear about that.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
So
I retweeted it on Twitter. I was like, the nicest thing.
It is very sad.
It's not sad if you think it's about
there's it. There's no, like, atmosphere.
It's having itself a
how
birthday party.
How much atmosphere is happy on Mars?
That's how I look at it.
Is it, like, is it just, like, dead silent and then...
I'm all alone on Mars.
It says here that there was blowing winds that made Mars' atmosphere lose a lot of its density. So that's why it's not as warm and water as it is, or as
warm
it was before.
Water?
Warm and water.
Bummer. Watery, maybe?
Oh, yeah, we got Leo Robleski in the studio right now. He decided to come and show up. How are you doing, Leo?
I'm doing well. Just I heard you guys on the air, and, you know, just decided to stop by, and you know, thanks for letting me on the show.
How do you feel about that wonderful story that I just did?
The warmer weather.
I thought it was great. I thought it was better than our own Maggie Paul, the way we read it.
Oh! Wow.
I don't know. It just seemed to flow better. It was better.
Yes.
I didn't think that at
I'm
all.
I'm going to disagree.
Ryan, solid C plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I say something?
No.
It's a
for
shout
the second
out.
Time, yes.
Can I say it? It's a shout
free
out.
Free country, okay?
Shout out to Alex, my dogs, no. Duke and Dylan. It is their 7th birthday, and I love them
twins.
More than anything in the entire world, and I just needed to say that because I want them to
Duke
know.
And Dylan, if you are listening, that was from Emily Patton, your owner.
Your owner, I love you so much. I got them new collars. I got them treats. I got this, like, body lotion thingy for their paws. Oh, my God. They're in love with them.
How much money do you generally spend
I
on your
spent
dogs?
Over $50.
Oh, my.
Okay. On your dogs?
What dogs right. are they? What type?
They are toy party poodles, but they're not really toy. They're
toy
kind of
party
like
poodles?
Thick. They're big.
I would have kind of guessed
party,
they're not actually
they're
toys.
Party because they're black and white.
Oh, wow.
They're little, they're like, yeah.
I thought they were party because they hit the clubs all night.
Well, one does. The other one's kind of like nervous and anxious a lot. Duke, though, he's
a partier.
He's a real guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a real guy.
he's a social butterfly. Dylan, he's kind of an introvert.
So that was my story of the week. Jackson.
How do we end up going from space to
Emily's I don't know.
I think about my dogs.
Space dogs. Air Bud.
There's what? Space what? Monkey ones.
I'm sending Duke to Mars, actually.
Oh, wow, really?
Duke will be the first life on Mars.
He's just going to hang out with the Mars rover.
You have to say happy
birthday with him.
Network Indiana reports.
Breaking news. Duke Patton will be the first dog to live on Mars.
It's actually scary how
Network Indiana
is.
Reports.
Network Indiana.
You have to say Maggie Paul for Network Indiana.
For.
But she's not
still,
from Network
still
Indiana.
Like Ryan's
for WHJE News, this has been Maggie Paul.
Still like Ryan's just better.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you, Leo.
Play the weather intro.
Oh, no.
Why? I love the weather intro. It's my favorite
it's
little
so
thing.
Soothing.
We need to have like a news off, honestly.
A news off?
Ooh.
See who has like a better news voice.
Who's going to win that, Leo?
That's ISB.
I am?
That's ISB.
I think it's worthy of a competition.
Yeah.
Would you participate in it, Leo?
Oh, no, thank you.
Or would you be a judge?
That's a no to me,
I would
too.
Certainly judge you. I wouldn't have anything to, you know, provide, like, any... I wouldn't have any criticism or advice or anything.
He would just judge solely off of, like, if he liked you or not.
Yeah.
So I'm
the listener. I'm the listener.
Yeah.
We all know I would win, being the program manager.
Well, if I was in it... We all know
did you just do a news report? Because there's only two people on the show that's done a news report, and so far,
I mean, last year
Leo
as a second year
it.
Student, I went through all four
I like Maggie,
departments, and I went to news actually. So.
Wow, really? So did I. It's
cool story,
strange
bro.
Strange how we did that.
I think everybody did that except for Jake Leach.
Oh, Jake Leach!
Sorry. Shout out to Jake Leach, cool guy, great guy.
Everyone loves Jake Leach.
Sports broadcaster.
Leo is also
basketball
sports department.
Sports department's the best. Like, honestly.
Leo, you are booked for sports.
I am booked for sports.
What are you? You're varsity girls color and
that's
varsity.
Right. Me and WSG zone.
Or JV play.
Samuel Weiderhaft and I will be on.
Are you on tonight for the girls?
No, we're not.
No,
okay. Basketball
I told everybody to listen on Tuesday to you guys.
Okay.
I told everybody my news report.
Quick question. Okay. How many last names does Sam have?
In the radio?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
About four or five.
Yeah, four or five.
I've heard Weiderhaft.
Weiderhaft.
I mean, there's a couple of names.
His normal last name.
Jack called him something different, too, that... I don't know.
Well, anyway.
he has a lot of last names.
A lot of nicknames in WHJE.
We're going to give our final goodbyes because the time has come. It is actually 6:31, so our goodbyes are cutting overtime, but... Who cares? Because this is the greatest show ever.
You're such an airhead.
I am. But I like this show a lot. It's so much fun. It's a game show. Not like the other shows. Like, Emily has a show where she talks about issues. What is it, Emily?
Invisible.
Issues.
Do you want to...
Just Invisible.
Oh, okay.
Stay with it. Come on.
You want to explain it for us?
It's a show. It's me and Niharika Katragata. She's my co-host. And we talk about social issues in the world. And we have people, like, from Carmel High School. We're trying to get more people, like adults and stuff, to come in. And we just talk about, like, their experience and how they deal with some stuff. Like, we've had, like, gender pronouns, homosexuality, immigration, and online dating and online friends.
And when can they listen to that?
For people who don't go to Carmel High School, it's every other Tuesday or Monday. My bad.
Starting next Monday.
Have you yourself tried online dating? I'm just curious.
I have not tried online dating.
I'm curious about that.
Have you, Leo?
You know, it might be in my future. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, with technology and everything, it might be in everybody's future.
Yeah, there you go.
So that was Emily Patton. Yeah. Maggie, how are you feeling about this show?
The show, it's great. I love it. That's my second time on. It was awesome. Thank you for having me.
And she might be, Emily and Maggie might be on next week, depending on when we start the tournament. Jackson, how are you doing? You're giving me a look like, hurry up, we gotta finish this.
We do it. It's now 6:32.
But, I got places to be.
So I'm gonna end it off. I'm gonna end it off right here. Got that popular vote, just me. With Song of the Week right here.
Yes.
So the song I chose was Shuffle Your Feet. For Song of the Week by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
See you next week, everybody.